Welcome. My name is Maxwell Clonard-Ashwood, and I'm sat here at the Business Design Centre in Islington in the lead-up to this year's Cafe Culture, and I'm sat with Camilla Morgan.
Hello.
Hello, Camilla. Would you like to tell the listeners who you are and what you do?
Sure. Sales manager for VA Machinery. VA Machinery are the exclusive distributors for Victoria Arduino in the UK.
And Victoria Arduino are an Italian equipment company?
Correct, yes.
And it's the first time that they've had a UK office, is that right?
It is. We've opened our showroom earlier this year, and we haven't had a dedicated presence, a platform to showcase our machinery up till now.
And I presume it's indicative of the growth of the UK specialty coffee industry that decision was made?
Absolutely. I mean, it's no secret. Mythos One, for example, has really taken the specialty industry by storm.
That's a grinder, by the way, listeners. It has taken the industry by storm. You probably argue it's the leading grinder in the specialty market.
True. Behind that, obviously, the launch of the Black Eagle espresso machine and the White Eagle espresso machine. The demand for equipment in the UK has grown so much in the last year. So it's about time, really.
Absolutely. And so Cafe Culture, I was one of a few people who came together and sort of re-envisioned Cafe Culture for the coffee industry last year. And we're building on that momentum this year. And it's great to have VA Machinery as part of the show. And you're doing a few things at the show, some of which are secret, which I think we can half talk about.
Not just secret. I think we just want to leave some kind of surprise element to it.
Don't give it all away.
I will give some away today. That's not a problem.
And as well as the experience that's going to allude to, there's also going to be a product launch. Is that right?
Not quite product launch, but we might show something that is new to portfolio.
Okay. Very diplomatic. So the show is very much about the coffee industry. It's about the businesses in the industry.
True.
So how have you approached the concept behind the Victoria Arduino experience here at Cafe Culture?
Well, firstly, we're just really excited to be at Cafe Culture. I think is today one of the most relevant trade shows for us in the coffee industry. So when the opportunity came about to participate in the show, which I was very excited about, we wanted to find a way to create a feature which showcase a lot of things that we are aligned with as a company, with technology, education, and innovation.
Yeah.
So we came up with the Victoria Arduino experience.
And when you say, and is it, let's see how much you'll give away. Would you call it an interactive experience?
Yes, it's an interactive experience. So traditionally, the show have had Roasters Village,
yes,
where roasters had
an opportunity
to showcase their coffee. Great, but we wanted to add an extra element, an extra excitement, and something to this area.
That's what you're going to do.
Yeah, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So would you like me to elaborate a little bit more?
I mean, yeah, I would. I would, actually, yeah.
Well, the purpose of what we're doing is that we've partnered up with four coffee roasters who are each hosting a station. And the purpose of it is to demonstrate controllable variables in coffee and using the equipment to do so. So, for example, one of the stations would be Haspin, who are doing a temperature, taste a temperature.
Okay.
So they're going to brew the same coffee.
Yes.
Two different temperatures. And they're going to give you, as the visitor, the opportunity to
taste the difference
and taste them side by side. Because I think we in coffee, we know about the temperature, the importance of brewing temperature.
Mm-hmm.
But then to taste the opposite next to each other, to the optimum, I think it's going to be really interesting for coffee professionals and people interested in coffee. So you'll taste one espresso, 89 degrees, and next one at 94. All other variables the same.
Okay. No, I think it makes a lot of sense, because even though we know those variables exist, we often don't get to taste them side by side. But also, if you're not a barista, but you have a business in coffee, or I think it's very hard to be involved in coffee in some kind of commercial way and not fully understand ultimately these variables. It's a responsibility that you have, in a coffee business.
Mm.
So I think, and the fact that a lot of people we want to come to the show, of course we want, the barista community, but we want people who work throughout a company. I think it's exciting that they get to experience those differences.
Absolutely. And also one of the biggest components in making espresso and coffee is water. And having, as
that
you know, I'm looking at Mr. Water himself. So for a long time, and this is me, I've been in coffee for many years, we never really considered water as an important part for a long time.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden it was brought open to us, mm-hmm. the importance of it. But I'm still surprised today how many operators still, they don't take it serious enough. Mm. So why don't we have, just from a purpose of taste, have a coffee next to each other? So we have modified an espresso machine.
Okay.
Which will have two different water sources going through each.
Through one machine?
Yeah, through one machine. So one water will be treated and one untreated.
Wow, that's cool.
So now you as a visitor can actually taste exactly the same espresso brewed with two different types of water next to each other.
Yeah, that's amazing. And because, the water one, it is huge. And I think that's part of the challenge. There's so many visible variables in coffee. The flow of an espresso, it makes you focus on the grinder and the grind and temperature, etc., that water sort of falls to the back of the queue. Mm. But often when a shop really can't get to the bottom of the problem, it nearly always tends to be water. But also, I guess, as a machine manufacturer, you see both sides of water, not just taste, but also the maintenance challenges with water.
Absolutely. For the durability and for the long-term maintenance of a coffee machine, it's very important that you do put the right water in. Mm. Because it will be detrimental to the functionality of the machine if you don't. So it's looking at the whole chain of it, aspect from the machinery, but it's also really important for us to work with the end product that's going to come out of it.
And which roaster are you collaborating with on the water part of the experience?
Who's Square Mile Coffee Roasters.
Okay, so you taste those side by side.
Yep.
And then there's two other elements.
There's two other elements, yes. Yeah.
You know, are they a surprise?
Well, I can give an outline of it. So we are working with a new coffee roaster, really exciting new coffee roaster in London called Plot Roasting. Mm-hmm. Their enthusiasm for the industry and coffee is just amazing. And I'm really excited to be collaborating with them on Tasty Yield.
Oh, okay.
So it's the same there as having brewed coffee, taking advantage of a gravimetric technology of weighing the coffee.
Yeah.
So we will have same again, the same variables going in, but the yield will be different.
Okay, yeah.
So tasty yield.
Yeah, so effectively, for listeners who don't know the technical term yield, that's referring to the weight of the beverage at the end.
Yes, that's a clarification.
That's okay. I thought we were going to go no. That's wrong, Maxwell. I think it's really exciting. And, so all these stations will be manned throughout the whole show, so people can come and taste this at any time.
Absolutely. They'll be manned by the roaster partners. And visitors will receive a card and a question post for each. And then it's up to them to make the decision which they think is which.
Oh, so they don't know what the difference is. They just know there's a difference. Oh, that's really
cool. That's what would kind of be the challenge.
You just want to catch them out. Yeah.
Tick what you think is going to be the right answer. We'll collate all the answers who received all four correct. Mm-hmm. And we will provide an Italy trip to a factory.
Amazing.
An educational trip at a coffee hub.
And the factory is where in Italy?
It's Belforte del Chianti. I'm sure I'm saying it right. this is where the Simonelli headquarters is at.
It's on the east. Is that right?
Yeah, it's about 2-3 hours outside of Rome, northeast of Rome, kind of towards Umbria.
Yeah. Wow. So, God, that's amazing.
It is. So we have a fourth station. I think it'd be rude to leave the fourth.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
So our fourth roaster partner in this challenge is Rave Coffee.
Oh yes, I know Rave. Yeah.
And amazing, enthusiastic guy Brooke.
Yeah. Siren Sister, right? Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I'm really excited to have them on board. So Mythos 2. We mentioned Mythos 1 a minute ago. Mythos 2, you can adjust RPM on the grinder.
Okay. Yeah.
So you can go from 600 to 1200. Mm-hmm. And same there, we want to demonstrate the variabilities of changing the RPM. Mm. So the particle distribution obviously will be different at a higher RPM than a lower. Mm-hmm. So we'll do the same. We'll brew the same coffee through a grinder down at 1200 RPM. Mm-hmm. A little bit more brutal in the coffee, I'd say. You probably get a little bit more bold and fine. And then grind exactly the same coffee in a much slower RPM. Mm-hmm. And then taste differences.
Oh, that affects
the coffee.
I think that's really interesting as well, because I think a lot of there'll be a lot of professional baristas that won't have tasted that.
Mm. Yeah. So it's about creating an interest that's a little bit more meaningful than just plonking machines on tables.
That's true. That is true. And so obviously, so it's early days for the VA sort of UK office.
It
so
is, yeah.
You know, we had Jeremy in before, and I know you used to work with Jeremy.
Yeah, I did many years.
Many years. And it's interesting for him, you've got 20 years of seeing the industry change. But I think for all of us, the changes happen quite fast, don't they? The trends, you know. Then it's interesting, I think. Are you surprised by some of the trends, or do you that are happening in coffee, or do you see them all as just a general push towards people wanting better coffee?
I think it's a chase for a lot of things. Without sounding like a dinosaur now, when I started coffee, it was done with different in a completely different way. Obviously, there was no on-demand grinders. We had our paddle grinders.
Yeah.
And
click,
free
click, click, click,
click, click, click, and free dosing was the coolest thing since sliced bread. There was a different grinder. Mention it, and film grinder, and the click it made when you were dosing.
There are other grinders available.
Yeah, is and Mythos grinder stick. Just to just put a free flow button on, and then wait for the blonding, turn it off, and this is language which is not used anymore. Mm. We're talking about accuracy. We talk about 0.2 grams variability. We are now going down to such technical, minute importance that sometimes I think, us as an industry, just really forget what this is all about. And I think it's the customer interaction, the hospitality side of it, is possibly more important in many aspects. I think it's very easy for us in coffee to get very wrapped up in the smaller details. Smaller details. It's because we're really interested in it.
Yeah, of course.
So the new, people coming into coffee industry now never made coffee without weighing it.
Amazing.
And they're looking at the metrics in a completely different way to the way I go into coffee.
Yeah. But in a way, do you think it's easier to learn about coffee now than it was? Because there's so much of that detail outlined.
I think so. There's a lot more information available out there because the interest is great. It's growing all the time, not only within our industry, but the consumers. The consumers want to know more.
Ultimately, that's what drives it, right? If the consumers aren't interested, it's always just a small group of either enthusiasts or professionals. Ultimately, what really changes things is a huge amount of customers suddenly going, actually, this is interesting. This isn't just some geeky niche thing.
No, it's true. And now when we've got information so readily available to us on internet, that we can learn a lot of things. But yeah, it's ever evolving. And I think this is why the coffee industry is so exciting. It's probably why I'm still in it, because it keeps evolving, and what's true today, Maxwell, is not going to be true in a year's time.
Tell me about it, being
part of it and growing with it. It's an amazing industry to be a part of.
Yeah, I completely agree. I was saying something the other day, so it's a good time to be in coffee. It sounds like you're clearly gonna be very busy with your stand and the experience.
Yes.
Are there other aspects of the show that you're looking forward to seeing, just going around? And I mean, it's obviously one of the key points of a show like this is the networking, the relationships.
Absolutely. And I think this going to be really interesting talks going on a couple of stands away from ours, and I'm sure I'll be dipping in and out of there. A lot of talk, very much aimed for roasters.
Yes. The new Roasters Forum.
Roasters Forum. That is just brings a new level of interest and context to the whole supply chain, which I think we've not seen in a trade show before, a coffee trade show in this detail, in this kind of detailed way.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I think there's two things that happen. There's what people present at a trade show, but also, again, it comes back to, just like the end consumer is more interested in coffee, you know, coffee businesses want to dig deeper than ever before, and you're seeing that in the change of content, I think.
No, I totally agree with you. I think what they've managed to create for cafe culture is really interesting and relevant. And I think this is the important word. It's not just creating a trade show to do the traditional. They've been very good at listening at what we need, what we want to do, you know, where we want to take it in the coffee industry and try to apply it. Yeah, I'm very impressed with coffee culture so far and what they want to do with the show.
Great. Brilliant. Excellent. Well, on that note, Camilla, I would like to thank you for your time today, and I really look forward to seeing you at the show.
Yes, and do the challenges.
I will do the challenges, yeah, as long as you tell me before.
Because it would be very embarrassing if we got
I'm pretty handy at those challenges. I'll give it a go. I don't mind.
We'll see. I might just trick you once or twice. I can tell everybody that you did.
Maxwell got it wrong.
Yeah, Maxwell got it wrong. You got one more than Maxwell. Well done.
Great.
That's great. Thank you very much, Maxwell. Thank you.
Thanks, Camilla.
Cheers.